Have we not learned from the internment of Japanese Americans? Mr. Holman, I'm a father. Do you have children? How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? I don't get it. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms?
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my country for 34 years.
I find your comments disgusting
out of control.
As well.
I've served my country for 34 years. And yes, I held a five-year-old boy in my arms and back that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a five-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member
of
Congress.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
We agree on that. But I disagree. But I also disagree with your characterization of immigrants as pro-criminality.
Gentlemen, time has expired. People for three decades on this.
Gentlemen, time has expired. My time now.
Mr. Chairman.
It's my time.
The gentleman ripped off about seven different questions designed to go at the character of Mr. Holman, and Mr. Holman should be given a chance to respond. It was ridiculous the way he just rattled them all off and wouldn't let him respond to him.
Let me say this. I understand that, but I'm going to have civility in my hearings. All right? I have the floor.
I understand, and I agree with you.
I'm going to have civility. That's why I was banging, so that we could hear each person speak. I have been very courteous and very kind. Now, Mr. Holman, do you have something to say?
No one in this room has seen what I've seen in my 34-year career.
Very well.
No one has experienced what I've experienced. I've saw many dead bodies coming across this border. And you want to talk about the memo? This memo is one option to stop death. Not just about enforcing the law to stop death. If you want to legalize illegal immigration, good luck with that, because it's going to get a hell of a lot worse on that border. If you say, well, okay, from now on, there will be no consequence, no deterrence. It's not illegal to come to this country legally. More families will come. 31% women will be raped. More children would die. We're a nation of laws. If you don't like it, sir, change it. You're the legislator.